Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Oh, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 17 Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You ready to go, man?
I am, but right now, I just want to say, and I'm normally not this guy, but I got to say it. I was right. All the flack that everybody gave me about Orion being sensitive. Remember, I was like, he's just sensitive. And he did it. Terrell, you don't understand. And when people feel discriminated against, who are you to tell them how to feel? I was right. I called it. The dark liquor be knowing.
Hey, I just want to point this out before we move on to Nini B says, back from my first live since I boycotted Terrell for not doing the back episodes of Married at First Sight. Now, we talked about this before, and maybe we need to do this for the new year. Remember we said we'd probably do it, some of those, like maybe a couple of the seasons, but we'll do it on...
No. See, this is your French coming out again. We didn't say that.
Yes, we did.
I'm sorry. Is we sick, boss? Not we sick?
Not O-U-I, but W-E, we.
We didn't say that.
You know what? And then he's like, he's got to at least do Brandon and Taylor. They were in D.C. That was a crazy one. But I think even season one, just to understand, because the couple in, all right, we'll discuss it and we'll get to that. But let's get to this episode, because this one was full of some serious, shall we say, tomfoolery?
It was. It was a hot mess.
Now, here's the thing. There's a poll up there as well, too. Love you guys to take it. Says which couple had the best honeymoon, right? And it has, of course, all the couples listed up there. Lauren and Orion, Becca and Austin, Emily and Brennan, and Claire and Cameron. So watching live on YouTube, please do us a favor. Take the poll, and we'll talk about it at the end of the episode. But first up, you know we got to pick up where we left off last time. Everyone's favorite couple, or are they? Lauren and Orion. Because Lauren is saying, and this starts off, that she said Orion's response was mildly judgy. And I thought that was mildly putting it, because I think it came off pretty damn judgy. You did too.
I sure did. And what I loved about this episode, this is where Lauren had her moment where she's like, wait a damn minute. Because I was like, she showed so much grace throughout all the other stuff that's happened. I love how she was just like, yeah, no. I'm done with all this being nice stuff. So she was right to feel judged by Orion because he did. And at this moment, that's when I was like, you know, I really think Orion's not interested. You know, he's open to talk about sex. He talks about his girth certificate and all that stuff, but then shuts down when she had sex 2 months ago. I'm like, this doesn't make sense why he was so upset about that. And then the fact that he's just ignoring how visibly upset she is when she's like, look, let's just have a quiet meal. Because she was like annoyed.
That's interesting thing about it. Two things. I just want to address the girth certificate that you brought up. Because he brought up the girth certificate to the guys. Has yet to bring it up to the woman that he's married to. Just want to point that out. All right. But you're right. She's like, look, I need a moment. Now, when he needed his 2 hours the first time, everybody gave him his 2 hours. She just wanted to finish eating the meal in silence. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hold my beer.
He doesn't like
silence. Or in the words of Lee Corso, not so fast.
Yeah. No, he doesn't like the silence. And so then he tried to pull that. And I love how Lauren called him out on this. Mm-hmm. When he tried to go, well, I'm sorry that you felt. She's like, no. I don't need an I'm sorry if you felt apology. Mm-hmm. I was like, you're darn right. Because he was totally wrong. In how he talked to her and made her feel. And I applaud. I was sitting there watching the thing. I'm just like, yes, girl. Yes.
Yeah. You know, and it's one of those things because people have a way of trying to fake apologize. And I like the fact that she did not allow that fake apology. Call him out on it. No. That's not what we're going to do, right? So next time we see them, they're back in the room and they're back discussing it. Because, of course, as we saw at the dinner table, Orion wasn't going to let it go. And he brought it back up again. And then here they are in the room and they're talking about it. And Lauren, I like what she did here. Telling Orion to stand on business. You know, she pulled her best King Harry, stand on business. And tell her why exactly sex is off the table.
100%. So if she held his feet to the fire, like she should, just say what you feel. If this is what you believe, say it. All this backpedaling, all this weird stuff that you're doing. And he did try to backpedal on why he said sex was off the table. Mm-hmm. And then comes back and says, okay, yeah, that is the reason. And then he felt that she was engaged from the time she signed up for the show, which I'm like, this is stupid.
Yeah, so, okay. Because we talked about this last episode, right? And one of the things, I agree in the thing when you're matched, yes, that's it. Leave everybody else behind when you're matched, right?
Right.
Because he's right in saying that when you're matched, you feel you're engaged. You're right, because technically you are, because you're set to be married in 2 weeks. However, when you sign up for the show, does that mean because you say, okay, I'm signing up for this show, everybody, considering the hundreds of people that sign up for this show, are they all supposed to just go celibate?
If I sign up and apply to work at McDonald's, I just can't walk in tomorrow on fries. Like, there's a process that you gotta go through.
No, you can't walk in on nuggets. You gotta walk in on fries first.
Just can't walk in there. Hey, my name is Terrell. I applied yesterday. How do I do this? What do I do back here?
I got this shift right here.
Out of all the people that apply, you just can't say because you applied, that means you're shutting it down sexually. And I think that's something that somebody would, if somebody wants to slut shame somebody, that's something they would say. And that's ridiculous. Now, the fact that you haven't had sex in a year and a half had nothing to do with the show.
Right.
You weren't having sex before you applied to the show.
Exactly.
So don't act like you're holier than thou. And I think that's what he was trying to make it seem like he was. And Lauren called this out, that his intentions were more pure than hers because she had sex, even though she was going through this process, but still hasn't been matched with anybody yet.
So the thing about it, because to your point of what you were just saying, he questioned whether she lacked the proper intention with the process, right? And it's very consistent. Well, the intention, and you've got to pay attention to the words he's using because they're very deliberate.
Yep.
And he knows what he's doing and he knows what he's saying. And I didn't catch up on this at this point in the episode that I see later, which is he was pushing her buttons, trying his damnedest.
Because after watching the whole show, I don't know, we'll get more to them later, but what he's doing is typical, you know, abusive behavior. He's trying to make it seem like she's the problem. Mm-hmm. And like, this is her fault. If it doesn't work out, it's on her. And that's right. What he seems like he's trying to do every single time where he backpedals and tries to come back and tries to put it on her. I was just so annoyed with him, but I was proud of how Lauren handled it.
Interesting thing about this is how he claims that he did not judge her, which we all saw him judge her, right? We saw that last week. He continued this week. He's like, well, I was not judging you, but it did make me uncomfortable.
So I'm judging you. Low-key, judging you. Celery, you are 100% right. I'm not just going to give myself away to anybody like you do.
Yes.
That's judgy.
because you didn't have the right intention once you signed up. You see,
as
Danielle said, creating an out.
Yep.
As we move on to our next couple, because we got to get back to these two later. You know, there's a whole lot to cover with them, but we're not going to skip over everybody else because there were other people and other couples, even though they were overshadowed by Lauren and Orion. Emily and Brennan, they're also having dinner. Not as eventful as Lauren and Orion's, but what are they doing? They're discussing religion. Now, your favorite topic. How did you feel about their?
Well, if you watch all the couples, I feel like the producers are like, okay, y'all need to talk about religion now. Bring this up. I mean, it
obviously,
just felt like really
tried to pick it up.
Push because everybody's trying to do it. But I mean, it's a real thing. So let's be honest. Even if you're just in a dating situation, at some point, you got to have that talk. And so she said she's a fake Catholic, but would be open to converting to Judaism, which I thought was interesting because I can understand if you're open to converting because you've researched the religion and you're like, you know what? I can get down with that. And if I met someone who that was their faith, I would convert. Right. And maybe she has. I just thought that was weird. I just couldn't easily say, I'd convert to whatever. Well, what are you? I'm in. Sign me up.
Well, okay. But understanding for her, she grew up Catholic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, I don't want my kids to grow up Catholic. So, and why? Because she thinks, and he was right to ask her that. Why? And she goes, well, I think it's kind of cultish.
But couldn't you say that about any religion? That if you look at it, you could throw that, you know, cult word around any religion, but whatever. If you don't want your kid to be Catholic, that's great. I liked how they both said they want two kids. They both want a boy and a girl.
Like that.
And you see how the difference in that conversation?
And
I would love to have two
order.
Kids, a boy and a girl. And she responded, I want two kids and mm-hmm. I want a boy and a girl. She didn't say, you know, I'm okay if I have kids or if I don't have kids. She really wants kids.
Well, she knows exactly what she wants because she wants the boy. She wants boy, girl, boy first, girl. I'm not going to say anything, but I think we kind of understand why she wants them raised in another. Okay, never mind. I'm going to leave that alone.
Why?
The Catholic religion. Okay, a boy.
Well, they like to drink. So does she. So that's the real part of her faith,
yes,
I guess.
But if you have sons... And I went to a Catholic school, so for 2 years. Trust me, it didn't happen there. It was in the Caribbean. We don't play that. I like this, and even the compromise that they were having in this entire date. They had a great dinner conversation because even when it came down to, now obviously you could tell Brennan's not headstrong on a football team, right? Because you wouldn't convert from your Saints to anybody else's team. He's like, well, you know, since you compromise on all this other stuff, I can compromise my team. And she's like, yeah, for now, while we live here, which means, all right, if we move, we're changing teams too. No.
Nope.
Pick your team. Stick with it. You wear your... No, I'm sorry. Let me stop lying. Because I show... Every time I buy something new 49ers, I get my wife one too. Hey, come on. Take this picture.
No, I wouldn't. I don't want you to convert to my team because I feel like you're going to give my team bad luck. As a Saints fan, I need all the hope, the voodoo, everything that I can help us because we're terrible. But I don't want you wearing a jersey. And if I move to Atlanta, I'm still going to be a Saints fan. I would never convert to a freaking Falcon fan. But I thought they handled that conversation well. And I thought it was a really nice dinner. It really wasn't like a drunken dinner, which is what we're used to seeing from Emily. So I thought they really had a good dinner date.
Pamela says, converting isn't easy. I've done it. Ha ha. And Sammy says, she just said that. No idea what being Jewish entails. To be fair, neither does Brennan. Because she's like, I'm willing to convert. I have no idea what that means. And he goes, well, neither do I. I have no idea what that entails. So neither of them do. And when they do find out, it may be a little different. So who knows? The next day, we get to our next couple, Claire and Cameron. Come to find out, Claire slept great. But every time she woke up, there was this tall guy with a funny accent just looking at her. And not because he was creepy. He just couldn't sleep. He was up all night because he's not feeling good from the boat trip.
Yeah. Apparently he winds up having like an ear infection or just something. He just felt like a really strong pain. And he thinks it was from when he went deep down in the water or the water, as he says it, deep down in the water. but so he's like, he needs to go to the doctor. But did you like how Claire knows his breakfast?
Yeah. She's
I was
paying
like,
attention.
Look at them. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, that was actually really good. And I also like that because their whole discussion about moving in together, I thought was great. It felt a little weird at the end just because Cameron is known to say something that just makes her go like, but he goes to see the doctor, right? And she says from the get-go, well, we'll see what happens because I've got this thing to do today. So he says, I'm going to go see the doctor. So she goes to the doctor. They go to the doctor on the resort, and the doctor on the resort is obviously not a doctor. And can't really evaluate him properly or diagnose him properly. So now he's headed to a hospital in Cancun and Claire has a meeting to go to, which she stated early, so she can't go. Problem?
Personally, I don't have a problem with that. You know, you got to keep in mind, they've barely known each other a week. So normally a married couple out in Cancun, they've been together for a long period of time. She would have went with him. But she's like, hey, you good? He's like, yeah, I'm just gonna go to the doctor real quick. This one doesn't specialize in this. I gotta go to Cancun. I'll be back. And it's probably just an ear infection. It's just like an earache. So it'd be one thing if he had like a heart attack, stroke, shark bit his leg. And she's like, well, I got a meeting. So can you go do that? And then let me know after I get off
the Zoom. How about your way to the hospital?
Yeah, after I get off the Zoom, I'll text you. You know, I really don't have a problem with it. And I remember looking on Twitter last night, a lot of people had issues with her not going like with Melissa? Them. But I'm like, you got to understand, they've only been together a week.
Melissa says Claire should have gone to the hospital with him. They are in a foreign country.
Okay, true, but it's not like they're in Dubai or Kuwait. It's Cancun,
he's not going by
Mexico.
Himself. The production crew is going with him, too. You know somebody's going with him.
Yeah, he's just not on his trying to figure it out. He's with other folks, but it's not like, they're not in Israel or anything. I mean, it's Cancun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like mini U.S., in Cancun.
Yeah.
It's like being in some parts of Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very Texas adjacent.
So next couple we get into after this, though, is Becca and Austin. Here's the first thing I noticed, and it's not what you pointed out to me. What I noticed is that Becca woke up and doesn't wait for Austin to eat. She's like, nope. Because remember, Claire had that issue. She's like, oh, my God, I want to go, and didn't. And so she went ahead and she waited for Cameron to get up to eat. Becca doesn't do that, and she goes on and eats, not waiting for Austin.
Doesn't bother me a bit. I'm like, if you're hungry, go ahead and do it, because I don't like to really wait either, so cool. But I was waiting for you. I'm watching it last night. I'm like, Yanni's going to call out the fact that she's chews with her mouth open and talks with food in her mouth, and I bet Yanni's just cringing.
You know what? Here's the funny thing, because as I'm watching it, I'm doing like three different things. Right? I'm multitasking. And I miss that because you know that is a pet peeve of mine. So yeah, if I saw it, I definitely would have said something about it. Yeah, Melissa says Becca was getting down on that food, and Nikki B says Becca and Austin look musty at all.
That's that Colorado grunge look, that little crunchy Colorado Denver thing. That's just how it is there. Seems like.
So, Becca wants to discuss religion. Obviously, this is on the Married at First Sight cue cards, discussion cue cards for the day. And Austin's like, yeah, we will. Just not now.
Right.
Problem?
Which, it's not that it's a problem, but like for Becca, you understand, like we're just waking up and I'm just now eating breakfast. We can talk about that. But right now, do we have to have that conversation right now? I don't see why she was bothered. And I think that's just her... That's how she operates, right? She wants to get into the real talk all the time. But sometimes let's just have some breakfast, enjoy this view. We can talk about that later.
Danielle says, Becca keeps searching for something to be wrong. It's annoying.
She did say that when she hung out with the ladies, that she's trying to find out what's wrong. And I think that I would agree with what she's saying, because I think she's trying to see where the disconnect is going to be for them. You know, so is religion going to be the deal breaker? So now she can be like, okay, I don't have to get my feelings fully invested. I know this is not going to work. Great. But again, you can still have that conversation. It doesn't have to be while I'm having bacon. Like, we can talk about this later. I just woke up.
Yeah.
I just want to have some bacon and eggs.
And I'm eating bacon. And here's the thing that you don't even know. I'm Muslim. I can't say it on camera.
That would have been funny. My religion says I'm not supposed to do this. So let's talk about this after I eat this bacon. I think they could have waited. I didn't see anything wrong with that.
Okay. I may mess your name up, so I apologize in advance. Is it Ariadne? Says Terrell, that's not grunge, that's BO.
Could be. 100% could be.
That is funny. They go to the beach, right? And here's the thing I like. Austin wants to ensure that Becca doesn't feel like he's not, like he's giving her PTSD by not wanting to talk about religion, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, I know you said that you dated people who used to avoid stuff, and I don't want to make you feel like that's what I'm doing. I thought that was good. It was observant of him to notice her reaction, because a lot of the guys on these shows don't notice that reaction when, like, certain people named Orion, who have no idea how to read the room. At least Austin is reading the room.
True. he is reading the room. And I think it was great for him to acknowledge that. And at that point was a great time for them to have the conversation. Mm-hmm. And they did, you know, so mm-hmm. Becca says, well, look, here's the deal. I'm agnostic. And Austin is, I'm Christian, but he's saying he's okay with the differences because his parents had different faiths and they made it work. So my question is, can two people of different religions work? What if one person's an atheist, one person's a Christian? What do you think?
Right. And that's what I'm thinking is that, and maybe they're just making us think that, but that's what I'm thinking at this moment. J-Rose says, Austin doesn't want to talk about nothing serious until weeks later. That's a problem. Is it?
No, not really. Because the way I look at this process, what do they have, 8 weeks? You have time to have all these conversations. You don't have to have them all on the honeymoon. Mm-hmm. Even when we get to Dr. Pia, I mean, like, they talk about that. You don't have to have everything fleshed out
right over the immediately. Honeymoon.
We can have some of the conversations and just kind of build a foundation with each other and then see where we go, which I'm betting that's how Austin's parents were able to make it work, being of different faiths. If you build a relationship with each other, you realize, you know, I love 85% of this person. Right. I don't like the fact that they do this on Sundays and I do this on Saturday, but everything else about them is great. So I don't see why not. And so I don't think they have to like dig deep into everything, but I just wonder, can people, I could date somebody who's religious and knowing I'm not, and as long as they're okay with that, I could date them.
As long as they don't try to drag you to church every Sunday.
But if they're not trying to, hey, well, Sunday, you know, now if you're getting an award or something like that, would I go? Yes. But don't go thinking that there's going to be a message that I'm going to start breaking down crying and feel like they're talking to me and I'm going to come up to altar call.
Pastor.
That's not happening.
KDM says, Terrell, I could tell from this one conversation that he deflects every other time she tries to have a serious conversation. Yes. And we've seen him do that. You're right. I think that's absolutely true. A couple more things on this couple here that I think you may agree with. Crystal says, Austin's hat needs a bath. James says, they look like the apartment will smell like Funyuns.
Oh, I think their apartment's going to smell like patchouli.
Oh, my God. Jocelyn said he's probably like, hey, can we not do that in front of the camera? Can we talk about this when they're not here? I know they keep asking us about this, but can we not do this? That's all it really was when you think about it, man. Well, back to the stars of this episode, and obviously the last couple, because these two have just been, whew, they look like they were going to be so great from the beginning. But Lauren wakes up, and we find out Orion isn't even there. So she gets dressed and she goes to the gym. And when she comes back, guess who's sitting in a room? Orion.
Now, let's make this correction because I made this mistake thinking this. I thought when she came back into the room where he was sitting that she just got back from the gym.
Right.
She was actually, after she got out of the shower and all that. And that's going to be important detail later because I was like, what in the world are y'all doing after you come back? We ain't cuddling, so you go warsh, as my stepdad would say. You need to go warsh.
If it's anything like any other reality TV workout, there was no sweat. So everybody on Instagram that's in the gym, nobody sweats. Yeah. This fake workout does not work. Oh, my God, just got a great workout in. No, you didn't. You got in gym clothes, you got in the mirror, and you took a picture. Stop it. Sorry.
No, you're good. So Orion admitted that he was wrong and that he doesn't care that she had sex before getting engaged, because I really don't think that is the issue for them. And so as they're, you know, and kudos to Lauren, where she's again giving grace and mm-hmm. trying to get him to talk. He says that he feels emotionally depleted and needs to sit in his emotions.
Dear God.
Now, I don't let me just say this to the five guys who are in the live chat. I see nothing wrong.
Wait, hold on. Let's do this properly.
I see nothing wrong.
Let me get this right. There we go.
Yeah, I see nothing wrong. Men need to be vulnerable and you need to have an emotional moment. That's great. But what I don't like is, Orion, you upset someone else. You hurt them. But now you're flipping it on you that you need to sit in your emotions because you have the sads. And that's bullshit to me.
Yes. Very good. Very good.
Cheers.
Exactly. It's the crazy thing is he is really playing the victim here. And that is something that I noticed early on in this. He is playing the victim. And I need emotionally depleted. I need to sit in my emotions. I needed to leave so I can have some time to myself. I needed everybody to leave so I could have 2 hours after the first incident. But yet she wants you to shut the hell up so she can eat her meal in peace because the food was probably damn good. She's like, this is the first good meal I've had. Let me just eat my meal in peace. And you wouldn't let her slide on that.
Yeah, no. And again, Lauren has gone above and beyond giving grace. Mm-hmm. But this clown can't give her any grace. And it just bothered me. It bothered me a lot just watching this whole interaction with them. I mean, everyone was annoyed with them. Orion needs to what? That is
the them up.
What's that get mean? It? No.
Man up.
Oh.
Dina, that was good.
That's his pronouns. Oh, shoot. Oh, goodness. Oh, you can't leave out. Where does that comment go? O'Krien was getting on my nerves. Stacey Simpson calls him O'Krien. Yes.
that is a perfect perfect name for him. Because here's the thing. Lauren decides, okay, look, I'm gonna move on from your comments that you said at dinner last night and the way you made me feel, your judgmental ass. I'm gonna move forward from that. And O'Krien does exactly as the name suggests and breaks down in tears, has to hop in her lap.
And she comforts him. And I'm like, wait a minute. He upset you, Lauren. And she is still giving grace. There's nothing more awesome than women are amazing. Women are just amazing because women can be treated like shit and still nurture a dude. And this dude did not deserve it at all. Lauren is, to me, is phenomenal, but I just can't stand Orion. And then after that, you got the sads. You want to get in her lap to make you feel better because you hurt her. I just can't let that go. I can't let
it go. Exactly. You know, Sean Unfiltered says, now, I don't think Lauren is a saint either, but Orion is problematic. Yeah, I don't think she's a saint either.
So no one's a saint.
I agree with this comment. Yeah.
Nobody in this chat is a saint. We all have our issues, but I couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. I couldn't upset a girl, make her feel bad, and then be like, you know, you being upset really got me in my feelings. I got to see my emotions. In fact, I need you to hold me because now I'm upset.
Right. Yeah. That was. Well, look, after this, they're down in the lobby, right? And it's later, and he says he's still very much in his head and says he knows that he hasn't been very touchy-feely with her, so they decide to call up Dr. Pia.
Which, hey, how many times have we watched this where the experts don't get involved until like week three or four? It's like sometimes they need you to check in on the honeymoon, and I was quite impressed with that part.
It was, you know, Dr. Pia asked if sex is still off the table. And Orion says, no, it's no longer off the table. And his choice of words made him feel like he failed Lauren as a husband. And the tears started to flow again. I'm sorry. I'm just like, again, this is where I was really like, how much of a victim is this guy going to be in this thing, right? And then this is the part, and I know it irked you, when he said Lauren kind of went from 0 to 100 on him. She turned up on him, and then he got PTSD from his dad and how he used to treat his mom and his sister.
That's when I was done with him. At that point, I was done with him. So I'm like, you're telling me, because what he's trying to do is he's trying to put an angry black woman narrative on Lauren.
Yes.
And that I don't like that at all. She did not go crazy on you. She didn't say anything, you know, but the fact that she called you out and held you accountable for what you were saying or were not trying to say, Mm-hmm. That made you go back to thinking about how you had to protect your sister and your mom from your abusive dad? Mm-hmm. BS. And yeah. he is trying to make it seem like she is the problem and she's the angry black woman. And yes. I hate that narrative because she didn't do anything crazy. She mm-hmm. just held you accountable to what she said. And he, because he kept being wishy-washy, she was just like, no, I don't play that.
Right.
Say what you got to say and mean it. Even if I'm not going to like it, say what you yes. got to say and mean it. And just that just tells me yes. that he is not strong enough to be with anybody that could do that. But that whole thing right there, that's the moment I was like, I don't care what happens. I'm done with Orion. I will never like him. He could build a school for black people. I don't care. We'll never like him.
John DeAsh says, Orion insinuated Lauren is a domestic abuser like his stepfather was.
Don't put that on her. That's all him. But he the way he tried to paint her, that told me all I need to know about Orion and who he is.
Now, Joseph says Dr. Pierre did not help in any way. And we already saw a piece of the conversation because the one thing she did try to get them to do is just have a conversation. And when Lauren asked if there's anything she can do to help Orion, his answer was yes. Leave me the fuck alone. I mean, not his exact words, but that's pretty much what he said, right?
Well, here's what I like about what Dr. Pia said, because I'm sure a lot of it was edited out. But I like the point that she made about thinking of relationships as a bank account where you mm-hmm. put deposits in.
Yeah.
Now, Orion feels like this argument was a big withdrawal. I'm like, no, it wasn't.
Right.
It was not a big withdrawal. The big withdrawal is you offended her. You slut-shamed her. Mm-hmm. You tried to make it seem like you were better than her. And now you're trying to backpedal in front of the experts. Dude's phony.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. And we're not done with them yet. There's still a whole lot more to get with these
this
two.
This is why I'm drinking the dark liquor. Because get me agitated.
Oh, boy.
I was so for this couple in the beginning because they are different. It's not your traditional type of deal. And so right. I thought maybe this could be... I don't even talk about the interracial part. It's just everything about them. I'm like, you know what? This could be really cool. And
you know why I thought they would work? He's accustomed to strong women, right?
Right.
So you would assume that he would want a strong woman in his life too. I mean, look, I grew up with a strong woman, right? My wife is a strong woman. And my daughter is a strong girl who's going to be a strong woman. You can't grow up around strong women and want to be with a weak woman. But it sounds like that's what he wants because he can't deal with her in any kind of way. It's ridiculous.
I don't see how he can deal with strong women, period. I don't care what race they are. How can you deal with a strong woman? If you thought what Lauren was saying to you made you think about your abusive father.
Right.
She wasn't abusive. She wasn't yelling. She wasn't throwing anything. She just held you accountable.
Mm-hmm.
No, he can't handle a strong woman, period.
So next couple up was, this was a pretty interesting one when they were Emily and Brennan. Because like I said, we're going to get back to Lauren and Orion because there's a whole lot more to go with them. Emily and Brennan, they seem to have a nice fun day playing games, you know, throwing the whatever that thing was and then playing a little ping pong. No, not ping pong. The thing they did before that with the golf balls on the string. Yeah, I know what ping pong is.
I forget what that's called. It has a name to it.
I will whoop your ass in some table tennis. Don't you tell me what
I forget what that game is called. I want to call it... White trash horseshoes or something. There's some name that I've heard it called. No, seriously. There's an actual name. It's something similar to that. Yeah. I forget what it's called. Anyone in the chat, if you know what the ball and the string you throw in the deal, there's a name for it because I've played it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, they did that. And then, you know, Emily's like, she won. And then as they're sitting down, she says, you know, hey, do you know how to have fun? And then says she's just joking. But it seems like it bothered Brennan because even later he brings it back up again. And you know, those things, they go like, hey, I'm fine. And then, but it comes up again and again. Do you think it bothered him that much? Because it really kind of seemed like it did.
I don't, and I feel like this is another one of those editing snafus mm-hmm. where there's more to that conversation that happened. Because I was waiting for Brennan to say, hey, can you have fun without being drunk? Is that possible?
That would not have gone well. So I'm glad he didn't.
No, it wouldn't. But I'm thinking that this is where Brennan is getting annoyed mm-hmm. with Emily. Like, have you ever dated someone that was a heavy drinker?
No.
I have. And the time that I did, it's one, you don't really notice it at first. It's gradual. And then you start to realize, like, once you're around someone who's a heavy drinker, you start to realize, oh, this is where she's drunk. But there's so many functioning alcoholics that you just wouldn't know it. But you're like, this is where she's drunk. And then it gets annoying. And if we notice, every time we see Emily, what's in her hand?
A drink.
Cocktail. Cocktail. All the time. And I think she's just, so I think when she's asking, can you have fun? Is she like, can we just get wasted and have fun on the beach all day? And maybe that's not what he wants to do.
His question, is it paddleball, as Dana says, or is it tetherball?
It's not tetherball. It's not tetherball. We know that. Tetherball is that thing where you hit it on the stick. It could be called ladderball, but I think it's one of those things where people have different names for it. But
ladderball. The game is called ladderball.
Yeah. Yeah. People could have different names for it. I know when I went to what was called a white trash party, and that's what they called it, was like white trash.
What did horses. You say?
No, that's what they called it. They being they. It's like if they say it, why can't I say it?
Well, you know, that's been the question for a long time about certain words.
They say it all the time. Why can't I say it? That's what it's called. There you go. Redneck golf. That's what
redneck
it was called.
Golf. Okay.
That's what it was called when
it
I
is
went,
golf
yeah.
balls.
Yes.
Oh my God. Well, you know, here's why I think it did bother them too, right? Because at the group dinner, which was next, part of what happened in that group dinner was when Brennan said that, you know, he's happy with Emily, and Emily acknowledges that she's working on being aware of the things she says and how they affect other people. And we know she's talking about Brennan.
Again, I want to know what we missed, what was edited out of that conversation. Right. Because just what we saw, to me, there wasn't enough. I can't imagine that Brennan would flip just because she said, do you know how to have fun?
Yes.
I just don't think that's his trigger.
Yeah. So also at this group dinner, Claire and Cameron, right? Here's the thing that bothered me about this. I wasn't mad that she didn't go to the hospital with him because she had a meeting. She went to the doctor who was on site, and she went to him first, went with there, even though, as Lyric's mom said, the resort doctor is also the resort hairdresser, so I don't blame homeboy for going off. The thing with Claire here that I had an issue with is when she goes to the dinner, and Cameron isn't back yet.
Mm-hmm.
And when they ask her, where's Cameron? She's like, well, he had to go to the hospital. Maybe that's his way out of the relationship. I hope he comes back. I don't know. Who knows if he's coming back? And I'm just like, wait a minute. She's showing the compassion and the concern of a stone.
Okay, I disagree with you there. I don't believe that she was just like, I don't know where Cameron is. He went to the hospital earlier, and I don't know what happened. I just don't think that's what came about. So I think that was more editing. But what bothered me most about that is Cameron shows up with a bunch of flowers. Mm-hmm. Now, when someone brings you a bunch of flowers that big, what do? Mm-hmm. Mm. Kiss them. She right. didn't even kiss the dude. Not mm-hmm. even a cheek.
Nope.
Peck. Mm-hmm. Nothing. I was like, I bought you all these flowers. And you know Cameron wanted it. But she didn't even kiss the guy. I was like, that's weird.
Well, like Crystal said, Claire gave Cameron a church hug when she got those.
Side hug. Oh, yes. You're so nice. Oh, you're so nice. It's so great.
Yeah. But Lucy B has a great point. Claire just misses all the cues. She's giving him a sorry church hug after that bushel. I mean, that's exactly the perfect description. That was a bushel of roses.
Well, but I'm wondering, is this why when Claire said that her previous dating, people, you know, wouldn't take her out in public and all that? Yeah. Maybe they don't take you out in public because they realize every time I take you out in public, you walk around like we're just friends.
Right.
And if I'm out with somebody in public, I'm going to like hold your hand. I'm going to hug on you. I'm going to kiss on you just to let everybody else know, hey, this is who I'm with.
Right.
You know, so maybe her, the fact that she's not into maybe PDA or I would even say intimacy, but let's just say PDA. I don't want to go that far because she's not into PDA. That could be her problem.
It could be. Just Ryan, not O'Ryan, says she gave him two church hugs in case he misread the first one.
Yeah. We're friends. No, seriously. We're friends.
But also this group did it on camera says that when they return, because, you know, this is their last night because everybody's leaving the next day to go back go back to Colorado. And he says when they return, their focus for him is to work on turning their friendship into a romantic connection. And so obviously he didn't read those two church hugs correctly.
No, he didn't, because she's not trying to be romantic with you. She's just trying to to get through these next few weeks back at home. But we used to give him a hard time because we feel like he wasn't doing the things to show that he's attracted and interested. He's doing these things. And it's still, I don't think it's enough for Claire. I think she's just done from the beginning. Yeah. No matter what he does, it's not gonna happen.
Now, Becca and Austin, here's one of the things they said. They talked about putting off things that they think could be an issue until they build a foundation and are ready to tackle those things.
Good? Agree with that. Okay. Build a foundation first. You don't have to have all the conversations in the first 4 days to see if y'all are aligned. Build a foundation. Right. And you might realize that things you might normally not have been okay with, maybe you're a little bit more open to.
Yeah.
If you just take some time to get to know the person. So I thought that was good. What did you think of how Lauren and Ryan were at that dinner?
But initially, you could tell that she was just not happy, right? Saying the honeymoon was been a roller coaster of a ride and all. But then here's the thing. She said, and it was pretty shady when she said it at the end, right? You got to be careful what you ask for. Because she wanted to know what made Orion tick, and she said she found out. But then she shows him how to apologize, and she apologized to him.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all. Why?
I didn't like that at all. And when she's talking about her tone, I'm like, stop. Let's stop trying to say black women have a tone, and they're angry and wrong. No. Mm-hmm. The tone she had with him was warranted. He earned every pitch.
In
of that
case,
tone.
Yes.
In that case, it'd be one thing if she's just like, you know, damn it, you burned the bacon and just get mad over nothing. But she had every right to give him the tone that she gave him, and she shouldn't apologize for it. So I didn't like that. And then what was funny is Orion was like, yeah, we had our first hurdle. And she's like, no, second.
Yes. Yes. Now, that's the part. I think those are the things that irk him. Like, she's not afraid to correct him at any given time, right? He says something, she's like, pat, and gets right on him immediately. So I think that's part of what is there with him. Well, you know, dinner's over. We get to the next day, and everybody's getting ready to leave, right? They're waking up, getting ready to start, getting ready for this trip back to the States. Claire and Cameron having that whole, we're going to take our second trip as a couple. But it's technically second half of the first trip. But I understood what he was saying because, you know, that was their first snafu was the trip there. But Claire's petty as hell and not giving up in any of this. Like, he's like, okay, I did this and this. And she's just like, yes. And she just tried to pound on that stuff. And I was like, wait a minute. It's like she's trying to prove her point of exactly what happened.
Yeah, she is. But I think it's because Claire in her mind is done. She's not interested in him whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So she's going to keep it petty. She's not going to give a little, you know, crack a window opening to where he thinks he has a shot. She's going to make sure he understands, here's your place. This is cool. You're nice. We can be friends. We can text. But this is not going to get romantic.
So you don't think there was anything when she offered to help him pack?
I think she might have just been being nice. But I just don't think she cares.
Yeah.
Because here's my deal. I bring you a bunch of flowers and you won't kiss me, but you want to offer to help me pack? I'd rather pack everything myself and carry it in the box instead of a suitcase.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's not like he has a lot. I'd rather do it myself. But you won't even touch me? No.
Yeah, good point. Becca and Austin, I thought it was an awkward conversation. It felt like he didn't even want to have that conversation they were having, even though it wasn't a heavy conversation. What did you see when you saw them talking on this last day, this last morning?
So the first thing I thought of is morning breath. And I get it. I'm sure they probably get up, brush their teeth, and they get back in the pillow. But I mean, she is like right there in his face. Mm-hmm. And at that moment is where I thought, you know, I'm thinking maybe Austin doesn't like her that much because she seems like a lot, right? I mean, to have someone in your face that early in the morning, just that's a lot of energy.
Like you said, she's in his face. He's not even looking at her when he's speaking. And if you notice, she's holding his hand. His hand looks like my hand right here. He's not holding jack.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things I look at. These cues that show like, I recognize that.
you've done that move before? Where you're just like, go ahead. Yeah, I'm not squeezing back. I'm not interested, but go ahead.
Just like, Jesus.
I don't think he's all that interested. I think Austin is unsure what entails to blend their lives together when they get back, right? Because it's so much that she's so much in his face in Cancun, which is expected. You're in Cancun, you're on your honeymoon. But what's it going to be like when we get back to the real world, when I have to deal with my day-to-day routine and then come home to this? And then I think Becca's frustrated about how Austin seems so unserious with some of his answers. Like, she wants to have like real talk. And I'm like, that's great. But not when we first wake up. I don't want to have real talk with you with my morning breath and your morning breath face to face first thing in the morning.
Mm-mm. That's not where morning breath goes.
No.
Before we get to our last couple, Lauren and Orion, apparently they were up talking all night till 3 a.m. And Orion said he's not sure he could come back from the comment in the hot tub. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That was 2 episodes ago. Are we still here? I thought we were on her having sex and not having the proper intention going through this process. Now we're back to the slur that, wait a minute. And now he feels like a minority in the marriage. What's going on?
Right there. Let me just stop you right there, Orion. Don't you ever be dating a black woman and say you feel like the minority in a relationship over a slur that you brought up. Mm-hmm. She didn't even know what it meant. And she laughed. Sorry, you educate her. She apologized and you can't move on. Mm-hmm. No, this is his way again of creating an out. And so I was already done with Orion, but at this point I was mad at Orion that don't you ever try to say that you're the minority in a relationship because of that. Mm-hmm. And you know, you attacked my culture. No, she didn't attack you.
Yeah,
she didn't. And you just ignored the fact that you dropped the N-word all the time and used to sing it and say when you're younger, but then you learned and she gave you grace that, hey, you learned, which we hear that from black people, hear that from white people all the time. Yes, I said it. I have family members that said it, but they're from a different generation and we let that slide. I was younger. Now I got older. We let that slide. This dude can't even let it go. And she didn't even call him a racial slur.
Now, Nikki says, if an indigenous person told me, oh, I see why they call you all monkeys, it's your nostrils, we would have ended that second.
She didn't do that. He's looking for an out. But the way that this is the gaslighting, manipulative behavior he's doing, he's trying to reverse it on her. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's like she did something wrong. Lauren did. I've been arguing this ever since this whole issue came up. She did nothing wrong. She realized, hey, I laughed because she thought that it was due to the color of his face because the hot tub was hot. That's what she thought it meant. Once she got educated, she's like, oh, I am sorry. And she's apologized multiple times. And he still won't let it go. F him. That's how I feel.
So Lauren has a conversation with Claire, right? They're downstairs in the lobby. They're having a conversation in one of those wonderful swinging chairs, which she conveniently turned the other way so nobody else could see her crying. And I love this moment. They're in a very public place, but having a very private conversation. She heard Orion say that he felt Lauren doesn't have his back. And first thing I thought is, he's such a damn victim. I mean, how are you, is this the victim? We talked about this in the beginning. At the start of the season, the victim Olympics. I don't want to hear this. I don't want to see this. And here we go again. And Lauren then said, all right, this is when she blew up on him and said she wanted a divorce.
Don't apologize for how you blew up. Mm-hmm. I get blowing up is not positive. We get that. Everyone knows that you shouldn't, you know, just react. Mm-hmm. But what is she supposed to do based on what he's doing to her and the behavior that he's exhibiting? What is she supposed to do with that? She's apologized multiple times. So what else is she supposed to do? So Lauren wasn't wrong at all. I'm glad that they brought Pastor Troy into the situation, but the way he's trying to put the blame on her and they made it sound like she failed him and she failed the marriage. Like, this is all her fault. Mm-hmm. BS.
Well, as you said, Pastor Cal is on with Orion first. And the first thing Pastor Cal asks Orion, if Lauren admitted that what she said was crass and that she was wrong. And I made sure I got the words that Pastor Kyle used correctly. And Orion said she did. And the look Pastor Kyle gave him was like, well, Ninja, what? Yeah, what do you want?
But did you notice that Orion didn't say, Pastor Kyle, here's the deal. I used to say the N-word. My bad.
Well, and
here's what
fair,
she did. He didn't bring that up.
No, okay. Here's the thing, though. I get it. Because somebody else had said that earlier, too. Said that he hadn't said that, right? But here's the thing. That was something he said in the past, right? And I get, and he said it when he was younger. He said it when he was singing songs. And hey, I'm going to tell you all this. The rappers on stage who sing them songs don't care who's in the audience singing it. You know why? Because they paid to come in and see them anyway. So why are you going to care more than they do? Because as long as you keep listening to music too, you're just as guilty as everybody else. But the point is that it's not like he said it in that conversation. That's the part I'm going to stand up on this part. Is he still wrong for holding this over her head? Yes, because she did not use the slur. And that is the thing. He brought it up. He said it. She never even said, she said the N word. She never said the word. So there's that. But we can't say, well, he never told Pastor Cal like he used to say it. Well, what was that going to do in the situation? Pastor Cal would have said the same thing I'm telling you. Well, when's the last time you used it? 2 months ago?
No. Here's the difference. Because what Orion is doing is trying to paint Lauren as the problem. And all of this is her fault. The way he handled his conversation with Pastor Cal is making it seem like it's all Lauren's fault. And he's omitting what started that conversation. It ain't like she just out the blue just kind of made this R-word comment, which she didn't make. There was tell the whole story that led up to that, which he didn't do. That's what I don't respect about how he had that conversation. Be honest and tell the whole story. But don't make it seem like everything was going great and I'm doing my part, Pastor Cal. I'm being good, dude. And then she did this, and I can't get past it.
Lyrics Mom says, it's obvious she didn't know what it meant because Native American people don't get sunburned like that. He's half white. That's why his frail tail was red. He's putting 20 on 10. Look, and Layla has a great question, though. Are we actually telling any minority when they may or may not be offended? Because they're things we hear from other people that people get offended.
No, we didn't say that.
And exactly.
Not one point in any of our episodes for this season have we tried to say that it's wrong. What we said was he was upset about the conversation he had with her over the R word that he brought up. She didn't even say it. She didn't even understand it. Then he educated her and she was like, oh, my bad. And now he is still saying days later, this is the problem in their relationship is because she disrespected his culture. That is on him. And I'm sorry, Orion, you've probably dealt with some things. Everybody has. But you can't tell me that Lauren, as a black woman, she's dealt with a lot of stuff too. I'm not saying who's dealt with more, but shit, you've had some bad experiences. She's had some bad experiences. Give each other grace and support each other and let's move on. But he's making it seem like she has really hurt him, his culture, his heritage, and she didn't.
Okay, here's the thing about this. And this is why I said this before about the victim Olympics. I didn't want it in the start of the season. I don't want it now. And so how many times has happened to her? How many times has happened to him? And we get into more of that a little bit more. But the difference for me is just like, she apologized. If she said, hey, you know I mean it, and I ain't said it, and I ain't apologizing for shit, then yes, be mad. That is not what happened. If you're going to fake apologize about something else, you've got to learn to accept a real apology. Now, here's the other thing, though. Because somebody apologizes, do you have to accept it? That's the real question. And it's something that you got to look at as we move forward here because Pastor Cal said, well, bring in Lauren. Kick Orion's ass out. Bring in Lauren. He asked Lauren straight up if she really wants the divorce. And she's like, look, man, I let my passions override the goals of the marriage. And I was like, damn, did she think of that on the spot? That was amazing. But then he calls Orion back in and they're all sitting down. And this is where you really get to see what I'm going to call the nasty side of Orion, right? Because this is where he gets into Lauren offended him on another level. His whole mannerism changed here. And even the thumbnail we have for this YouTube, you see where the way he looked at her as he's saying certain things. But she offended him on another level because it affects his family, his community, and they will all have opinions about this. And that is where he lost me completely. Because it shouldn't matter what anybody thinks.
It shouldn't. But she did not go after and purposely offend your culture. She didn't do that. She apologized for what she thought was something funny and didn't realize the seriousness until you educated her. And now that you did, great. Y'all should be able to move on. But I'm like, okay, so your family, your culture, and everybody is good with you and your different relationships, and you made out with the dude. But God forbid she laughs at something that's not a racial slur to you, but you take it that way. You educate her. She apologized. And then you keep harping on it for days. That just bothered me. And then trying to make it seem like Lauren is trying her best to learn his culture. Kudos to Lauren for that. She's going out of her way to try to learn because she wants to be educated. But he keeps leaning on the racism and can't let it go to this black woman because he's now the minority in the relationship. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, it's really bad. And when he talks about her going from 0 to 100 real quick, Drake style. But I like how she calls him out. I'm like, no. You can't say that every time we talk about it. We have not talked about it. Every time I want to, you don't want to. You need all this time by yourself. So no, don't say that. Pastor Kyle asking him if he can get past it. And Orion's like, he can't get past what was said. And the reason is because in his community, it's only twice that he's ever had to deal with racism. And the first time was in his community where he was called an apple, right? And I did see this in the comment asking. So Melissa says, so does Orion eat apples? I never heard that slur before. Well, he explained it, which is red on the outside, white on the inside. And if that still doesn't make sense, it's like the Oreo for black people.
Right. I've been called that. And you move on. You know, but for him to be on his high horse,
yes,
no pun intended, but to be on his high horse about this whole thing, that's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous to me. And I just have zero respect for his argument and where he's coming from. Now, if people think that I'm wrong for or saying that he shouldn't feel this way, because fine, think that about me what you want. I'm still going to think that he's weak and sensitive and he doesn't really like her, and he's trying to flip this to make it seem like Lauren is the bad guy in the situation, and she's not. And that's what I don't like. If you don't like Lauren, you're not attracted to Lauren, just say that. But don't on national TV embarrass this woman and make it seem like she's the problem and that she did this and she insulted you, your culture, and all that stuff, because that's BS.
Now, she says there's nothing more that she can do. What else can I do? And he's like, yeah, there's nothing more she can do. I can't get past it. That's it, right? And this is where this episode ends. And here's an interesting question, though, from Mrs. Ryan. It says, why didn't he have that same kind of smoke for Cameron, who said he was willfully being racist on the bus? Did he? I don't remember him saying that. It said this is such as...
No, he said willfully ignorant. Willfully not ignorant, racist. He said willfully ignorant on the bus. But that's because he also knows he can't whoop Cameron's ass. So that's different.
He can't whoop Lauren's ass either, but... You know, but the difference is he also called him ignorant to his face. And here's the one thing I said about this earlier. If he called Lauren ignorant and used that same type of energy that he did with Cameron to Lauren, we'd be upset about that too.
We would. But I can't go off what ifs. If frogs had wings, they wouldn't bust their ass every time they jumped. I can go off what I saw.
Do they?
And if they had wings, they wouldn't. But I can go off what I saw, and Orion is an ass. And he's a problem.
Yeah.
And I hope Lauren leaves this, finds her joy, and gets away from this guy as far as possible. Because he is a problem. And I think anybody that would date him, it's going to be a problem.
Questions that need answered before we get to next week's episode comes from Lucy B. Why is Pastor Cal always filming from his car? And he seems bothered like they woke him up or something.
He's like... God dang this job. Hey, guys, how are you? We've all done that where the phone rings and you're like, God dang it, this person. Hey, you, how's it going?
It's usually not always the job, though. Nikki B agrees that Pastor Cal and Derek Jackson filling in their cars is too much.
I don't even watch Derek Jackson.
Connie says, Claire and Cameron will surprise us all and be the successful couple. I think she's awkward with PDA, which is something you said as well, too, right?
I did. I don't think she's good with the PDA, but I'm still doubtful that they're going to make it because I feel like Cameron can work through stuff. I think Claire has in her mind where she's at. And keep in mind, this is during the honeymoon. Claire's away from her family and her siblings. Her siblings don't like Cameron. Her mom doesn't like Cameron. So wait till she gets back and then they all start doing the thing. She's going to be like, yeah, you're right. You're right. I don't like him. Mm-hmm.
Sean Unfiltered says, Lauren talks too much and tries to be the authority on topics. Another couple that spoke too much. Agree?
Disagree. I don't think Lauren talked too much. I think in what she was dealing with, because before all this, all of us thought Lauren and Ryan were great. Mm-hmm. Until that scene in the hot tub where the word came out and he thought that she insulted him. It's gone downhill, but she has tried her best to try to make up for it, be sensitive for him, do all these nice things for him, and he can't let it go. I don't think that she was wrong at all.
Shagram Gam says, I also believe Lauren would have been better off not discussing her last intimate moment. In my opinion, I think that he's just using, he used it as an excuse and realized he didn't piss her off enough, so he went back to, let's go back to Old Faithful. I don't think it mattered. It didn't matter. It was an excuse anyway.
I don't think it would have mattered. Even if she didn't say, I haven't had sex in a year and a half too. We have so much in common. He'd have found something else.
I'm like, really? So is there cobwebs there? What's going on? He'd have found something. You're right. Jocelyn says, man, I was screaming at the TV so loud. Why didn't Lauren tell Cal what word Orion used? You know why? It doesn't matter because he didn't use it with her.
Right.
Now, if he didn't want them arguments, he would have been sitting up there with a red eye. Oh, black
and
eye.
She didn't use it with him either. So that's the thing. That's what makes this whole thing a hot mess. But of course, Orion didn't tell Pastor Cal that part.
Mm-hmm. We thought in the beginning this was going to be the couple. We see they're not. Is there any saving grace? Who is this? Why they bring Michael back? Is Michael going to marry? They can't do that. They can't have him marry Lauren now since she's already technically married, right?
Yeah, no. But maybe Michael will be the only successful relationship because I don't see any of these couples working out now.
Last one we'll go with. From Orion to O'Krine to O'Lion. From Lyric's mom says, O'Lion should have just said he's not into her.
And that's
totally
okay.
Agree.
That's okay, but do not try to embarrass this woman who's done nothing but try with you. She's not done anything wrong. That's what I hate about this whole thing.
And Donna wants to say, look, y'all say what y'all want. I said zero from day one. Told y'all none of these couples were going to make it.
You could be right. Don't forget about Michael. That's the outlier.
Yes.
They're going to bring him back at some point. Mm-hmm. That could be the only couple that works.
Is it fair if he gets married in week 7?
Doesn't matter.
They're like, we got to have somebody with.
Question is, if Michael, someone needs to ask him, okay, they rematch you with someone else. Mm-hmm. Did you have sex?
Yes.
From the time that you got matched the first time, and then when she broke up with you at the altar, did you have sex between that and the next person? Because if so, his intentions were not pure either.
He's like, look, man, how would you handle getting stood up at the altar?
That's the first you go back to, hey, big head. I'm back from filming. You up?
You up? Hey, don't forget, we are back next Thursday, and we'll be back doing this again. Appreciate you. Please do us a favor, hit that like button, and if you're not subscribed, please hit that subscribe button and hit the bell for notifications so you know when we go live. And yes, we are bringing back the regular episodes. Had some requests on that, so we're definitely going to get back to that. I know we've been slacking on our pimping, but we're going to get on it, all right? Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit from the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.